All right. So, we learned in our Gemara, in Brachas, Chof Alachim B'deis, the Machlokus between Rav Huna, between Rav Huna and the Rav Shua ben Levi, as to whether or not Yochid Omer Kedusha, if a Yochid is Eino Omer Kedusha, it's based on the Drasha of a Niktashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So, simple pshat in Rav Huna, Yochid Omer Kedusha, would mean that a person can get up in the morning, realize that he overslept and there's no longer any minyan and the shul's over, and he could daven his davening, and when he gets up to his Shemona Esrei, when he says, finishes the first two brachas, up to the third bracha of Atta Kodosh, so he should incorporate Atta Kodosh, the Kedusha. Okay? The Kedusha is Malachim that we are not just describing, but actually engaging in, right? According to that's clear, that we're not just describing the Kedusha to Malachim in the Kedusha, but we're actually engaging it, and you could do it. And that would be simple pshat in Rav Huna. So Rashi says, I know it's not so clear that that's what Rashi says, but it was clear to me when I learned it, and it seems the way most of Rishonim learned that that's what Rashi means, that when Rashi says, Rav Huna sova yochad ha-mitzpalim ha-tzibur o-makadosh, in other words, what Rav Huna says is Rav Huna Sava Yochid Omer Kodosh, and Rashi adds into the statement of Rav Huna a qualifier that it's not Yochid Omer Kodosh; it's Yochid Omer Spal Matzibur Omer Kodosh. So the way everybody understands, all the Rishonim understand Rashi, what Rashi is saying is nobody can hold that a Yochid on his own, without a minion at all, could say Kedusha. So why, and we'll talk in a minute why no one could hold that way, but no one could possibly hold that. So how can a Yochid, what's the case of a Yochid saying Kadosh, of saying Kedusha? It's talking about where there is a minion. In other words, let's say the case of the Gemara, of Rav Huna's case. You come to Shul, the Tzibur is already davening, you're going to daven, and you're going to finish by Moldim, but you're not going to finish by Kedusha. So you're going to get up to Kedusha when they're up to Vam Al Shinim, whatever it is. So what are you going to do? So Rav Huna says, no problem. Just say Kedusha, Yochid Omer Kodosh. So there's a tzibur there, but you're not. So you're in hatzibur, but you're not saying it with hatzibur. That's the way Pshat is in Rashi. So that's the case where Rav Huna holds Yochid Omer Kodosh. But if there's no tzibur at all, if you're at home without a minion, then nobody would hold that you can say Kedusha. And what seems to be the motivation for Rashi? Why does Rashi not learn that you can really say Kedusha without a minion altogether? So it seems to be it's the Mishnah and Megillah. The Mishnah and Megillah has a whole list of things that you can't do without a minion. And Parson al Shema, and Over Lefnei HaTeva. Parson al Shema means saying basically the way they used to daven was the Chazan would get up at Yishtabach, and he would say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Birchus Kriya Shema, and Bimotzi everybody and all those things. Then no one would say things themselves, even the Bekiyim. And the only thing the people had to say themselves was Shema Yisrael, and then they would say the Tefillah Balachash. That was the standard way to daven. So the Rashi says this, and Parson Shema is, there are 17 different Rishonim as to what it exactly means. I don't want to go into it because it's very complicated. Rashi says that it means where someone comes late to Shul and they've already done Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu, Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and he somehow can get up by himself and say Kaddish Baruch Hu and the first Baruch of Kriya Shema as long as there's a minion around. There has to be a minion around, but actually he's doing this on his own. Okay, I don't want to go into it because it's very complicated. Ein Ovrin Lefnei HaTeva, what does that mean? Becoming a Shliach Tzibur, right? Being a Shliach Tzibur. So, many were shown the Einos and Al-Kapayim, means Duchening, in Korin Batorah, and Neftorim Benavi, and then they have a couple of other cases that we don't even know, Bichas Chasanim, Ein Zamne B'Shem Pachas Metzor, I skipped a couple that are not so relevant. But these are all the different things that are listed that you need a minion for. The Gemara says, Minohani Mili, excuse me? Yes, it is. The Gemara says, Minohani Mili, how do you know what? Well, I guess it's not clear what the Gemara is asking. I don't know what. Pashup Shad is talking about Maybe it's talking about all the cases of Mishnah. That's one of the ambiguities of the sugi over here. You don't know which of the cases in the Mishnah the Gemara is going to give this answer for. It's the same Menuhani Mili, so to speak, as our Gemara. It's the same. It's the same Rab Chia Bar Abba, right? It's the same Rab Chia Bar Abba. Was Agamor also Rab Chia Bar Abba? Agamor, I thought it was Rav Ad Bar Abba. Interesting. Agamor has a girsur of Ad Bar Abba. I don't know if it's obviously it's the same statement. So I assume I don't know how to resolve that, but similar drasha. It's the same drasha of Nikdash himself in Israel. They tell you at what that Kol Dava Shebikdusha Lo Yipachus Masorah. Okay, that a dava shebekdusha needs a minion. What case in the mission is it referring to? It's not clear. However, the Ritva, which some of you maybe got up to, says that it's clear that it's at least talking about the case of ein oven lifnei hateva. And the Ritva says, if you look in the Ritva, I don't know how many of you guys actually got up to the Ritva said, let me show you where it is. One, two, three, four, five, six lines down in the Ritva on the second page of the handout. Vahashta Nechzeyanon. You have that right in the middle of the line, so to speak. Vahashta Nechzeyanon. Now, let us look. Rav Huna, the Havi Amora. Rav Huna, who was an Amora, right? Hechi Sova, the Yachid Omer Kadosh. How could he possibly hold that a Yachid says Kedusha? The Halo Mishnah Shlema Sheninu Haka. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Ein Omer Mifnei Ateva Pachas Me'asara. That you can't, Chazan can't get up with fewer than 10 people. The Haina Mishnah Kedusha De Ispe. So Tosis is assuming that that's because of the fact that there's a Kedusha in it. And he, Uchidim Beferish Begemara. And he's assuming when the Gemara gives the reason of Ein Dava Shebekedusha Pachas Me'asara, he means that the reason why he's referring to the Gemara is referring to the case of Ein Ovel L'Fnei HaTeva, and the Gemara is saying why aren't you Ovel L'Fnei HaTeva? Because Kedusha the Ispa. So Uchlekala Meimu Batama Achrina, and there is no other reason. So therefore, the question is, if you could learn other reasons, but the Ritva is saying he doesn't hold from any other reason. So if the Mishnah says explicitly that you cannot say Kedusha with less than a minion, how could Rav Huna hold you can? So what's the answer?
Not true, Yachid.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what he says. Ela vadai kizepirish Rashi Hassan. Like Rashi explained. The Rav Huna sover ki hayachid ha-mispal baso chatzibur omer Kedusha. They're busy doing their own davening. That's what it means. Rav Huna says Yochid Mekdusha. Sheilu hoya Omer the Kol Rom. If he, now he's just saying in his silence Shmona Esrei Kedusha. If we're talking about a case where he is getting up and saying as an individual, Kodesh, 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 Vakol, Omrim, Achrov, Oshoskin, and they either answer or don't answer. Lav Yachid, who? That's not called Yachid. Elevadei, who Omer Yechidi Betfila. He's saying it on his own, in his own davening. Vatsibra Sukin Betfila, and they don't know what he's doing. They're completely oblivious to what's happening with him. Sharia Dayan Logamru, according to the case of the Gemara, they were still, because he still has to finish, don't forget, going to Rav Huna, before they get up, before the Chazan gets to demote him. So they're busy with whatever they're busy with. V'afilu hachi sava, nevertheless, Rav Huna holds, v'chevim de betoch asarahu, since there are 10 people there, sh'ashchina b'neihem, there is this idea of shchina b'neihem. I don't know where, that's an interesting, that obviously is brought into this topic of why you need a minion for Dava Shebekdusha, although it's not mentioned anywhere in the sugya. Right? There are sugyas that say that if you have a minion, Shekhinah B'neihem, this like that, but the fact that that is related to this topic is you know, I'm not saying it's not reasonable, but it's not explicit, right? So he says, "Lo nemar ve'in olta etev pachzim asara el afuki yachin mispal shelo b'tzibur." Okay, that what it says you need asara according to Rav Huna. This is okay according to Rav Huna when it says in our Mishnah that you need a minion for you to be a chazan. You also need a tzibur. A yachid could get up in the middle of his, let's say the people are busy saying Tehillim, the yachid could get up and start be over lefnei ateva. Because why? There is a minion over there, right? The low number, the in lefnei ateva, the pox maser al afuki yachid sal below tziva. Vad kan lo pligi rishu b'leva. Now he wants to say it's even lahalacha. Ad kan lo pligi ale rishu ben levi. Now, okay, so now, according to Rashi, what's the case of the machlokes in Rav Huna and Rav Shub and Levi, where the Yachid is davening in a tzibur, but on his own completely? Okay? That's where they argue. So you have a sort of, what's the machlokes? Rav Huna holds, since you have Shechina there, you can do it. Yeah, yeah. It's considered v'nikdashti v'soch v'nei Yisrael. And Rav Yishuv ben Levi holds no. It's all nikdash is open means that they have to do it as a tzibur. And even though there's a shechina there, but the tzibur is not doing anything. He's doing it as an individual. That's not good enough. So now he wants to say so. I tell you a case where even Rav Yishuv ben Levi will agree. The ad kan lapogula Rav Yishuv ben Levi ela bitama de ena yachid amir kodesh kashu biyachid afilu b'tochat tzibur. That the only reason Rav Yishuv ben Levi holds he can't do that, right? He holds you have to finish Monesa before the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, because you can't say Kedusha in your private Shmona Esrei, even though there's a minion in Shul. But that's only because you're doing it privately on your own. Ha kisha omer betzoch hatzibur ba'onim achra. If the Yachid would get up, let's say the Yachid would, for some reason, get up to Kedusha after the Tzibur is finished with their Chazoras HaShatz, and there's just a minion, you know, they're busy taking off the tefillin or whatever they're doing, and there's a minion there, and he wants to get up and say out loud, and they should answer him, Rasha, even according to whom? Okay? Even though they've already heard Kedusha, they've already done Kedusha in their own Chazaras HaShatz. Even though they're saying Kedusha twice. They're already yotze their obligation to say Kedusha. Nevertheless, they could do it. The Isak, the Dak, the Bina, Sura Mamish, Litzirif. If you hold that you actually need 10, Zayin Shlo Yotze, and I don't know what that means, Zayin Shlo Yotze. Okay, so this is a very important ritual in that he shows why Rashi says this. What did Rashi say in this chat? Why does Rashi say that it's only talking about Yochid Hamispal im Hatzibur? Because otherwise, what's chat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Beferish that Dvarim Shebekdusha need Asara. That's where they learn chat in the Gemara. And the question, and Rav Huna would end up, who's an Amor, would end up being called on the Gemara. The other things that I want you to see is there are a number of other cases in the Mishnah, and the question is, are they also because of Dvarim Shebekdusha or not? For instance, Duchanim. Why do you need a minion for Duchanim? So the Gemara does give a different reason for one thing, right? For two things. The Gemara says by two cases that the reason is that you need a minion is not because of Dvarim Shebekdusha. It says it by Mamad B'Moshe, right? And it says it by Birchas HaZimun. Alright? What does the Gemara say?
B'Moshe, you need a crowd to say get up and sit down.
It doesn't say the reason?
Third paragraph on the first page.
Yes, okay. It says, what's the reason why you need a minion? It's not Derech Eretz. You know what I was looking for in the Rashi? It's in the Gemara. This Ma'amar Moshav, I'm not sure exactly what it was, we don't do it anymore. It was a whole procession where they would sit down and have like speeches or eulogies, and they would stand up and they would go a little bit and they would do it again, and they would say to them, Imdu Yikorim Amodu, Shavu Yikorim Shavu, some reason you need, this is something that you, it's not their heritage to have this whole type of a process.
You wouldn't bother people?
I know, I don't think it wouldn't bother. It's just not a, it's not derech eretz. Now, what's a derech? In other words, maybe to have three people getting up and sitting down doesn't mean anything. If you have a whole tzibur that's getting up and sitting down and proceeding on, it's a procession. It's a stately kind of an activity.
Right.
So then it makes, that's derech eretz to do. But to have three people sitting up and sitting down, it's like, that's lava or chara. I can't explain exactly what it means, why it's not the derech eretz, what the derech eretz is, but maybe it's because it's not, it's not stately if it's fewer than 10. And you have the same thing if you look in mezamna hamozon at the end. This is Gemara. It says ein mezamna hamozon b'shem pachas mesara. Why? Kevin the boy lemeim on avorach lelokenu or avorach elokenu, depending on the girsa, batzi mesara lav orachara. It also gives this idea to less than fewer than 10 people is not derech eretz. So the question is, does this mean, it doesn't sound like it means davar shekedusha. There are rishonim who say, the Meiri says it here in Brachos, that the reason why you need a minyan to say shem shemayim, to bench with el shem Hashem, is because it's davar shekedusha. The question is, what? And if you look in the Rashba, the bottom of the page, the question is, why do you need a minyan for duchanim? What's the reason you need duchen? Is that a davar shekedusha? So the Rashba says, Pirish, you see that? Mishum shemazkir es Hashem, v'omav yurechecho Hashem, v'havalei kezimun b'yud, d'tzorech, mishum d'avar nevorech lelokeinu. I don't understand the Rashba too well. I mean, there's no comparison. One is yurechecho Hashem, you're telling Hashem to bench you, and one is we're blessing Hashem. But and the reason why you need to have a minion by Nevorach Elokeinu is why? Because it's Lav Aruch Hara otherwise. So is that what we're saying? Does Lav Aruch Hara to say Shem Hashem with less than Yud? Well, that's hard to understand.
Then you
couldn't do Kriya Shema. How do you do Kriya Shema with less than a minion? How do you daven Shmon Esther with less than a minion? So I just want to point out to you that there's a lot of things that need to be worked out over here. And I want to read to you one thing, and then I just want to, because it's quite late already. I just want to read to you the Rambam over here. The Rambam says, I'll read it quickly. Kesed hu tfilas hatzibur. He's talking about a lot of cases that need a minyan. Kesed hu tfilas hatzibur. Yeh echon esval b'kol rom b'kol shomim ve'ein olsin kei pogs masore gedolim b'nei chorim u'shliach tzibur echad mehem. You need 10 gedolim b'nei chorim. V'afilu mitzashin shekvar espalalu. It's okay. Okay. So you can't do that. You can't have a chazoras hashat, and he calls this, by the way, tefilas hatzibur. This is important for the briskers among us. This is the source of the Rambam's distinction between tefilas bitzibur and tefilas hatzibur. The chayin ain't only kedusha, v'lo korim b'torah, u'mevorchim l'funei achre, v'lo matir b'novi yisrael b'asar. What's pashup shat, by the way? Why do you need a minyan for kriyas haTorah? Is it because it's Zohar Shabbatusha? What would you say? What's the reason?
Cover.
You can read it. I can read the Torah. I can open the same Torah and learn from the Torah. How do you think people learn? You can't read from the Torah. That's not called a Torah. To learn from the Torah.
This is not learning, though. This is.
It's reading.
This is a reading. A reading for.
For what?
It's Kriya B'Tzibur.
Oh, it's. There's a takon of Kriya B'Tzibur. So what does the Tzibur need? It doesn't need to introduce the whole idea of Zavah Shibikdusha. It's Tzvila B'Tzibur. So the takon was, you should read the Torah in public. What's public? 10. It's got nothing to do with Zavah Shibikdusha. I mean, it doesn't have to anyway. You see what the Rambam says? I'm telling you what I would think. Okay? And the Tosas didn't understand why do you need a minion for the Haftorah? Was that Tosas?
That was
the Rashba. That was the Rashba who said he didn't understand that? Tzorchin lo mitzorcha sov haftorah. What would you say? What would you say? The con of haftorah is b'tzibur. Obviously, that's not right, but that's what I would think. So, anyway, continue the Rambam. V'chein lo ye'ech nevorech b'rchas shema v'akol shom m'v'on achav amin ela b'asorah. B'rchas, this is the priest that pours to nala shema. You can't have b'rchas kriya shema. You can't have pours to nala shema unless you have a minyan. That's That's the Mishnah, all the Mishnah. V'zeh nikra poros al shema, he says. V'enom mukadish el abasara. V'enom akonim nosin yedein el abasara. Okay? Duchnin, need a minion. What's the reason? What's the reason for all this? Listen to this, listen to Lashon HaRambam. Shekol asarim Yisrael ha'emayin akorim eda. Shneam ba'ad masai la'eda ha'ro'azot. V'hoyu asara, shar yatsu yushu v'kolit. V'chol dvar kdusha lo yehei ela besoch ha'edem Yisrael. Shneam ba'ad nikdashi besoch v'nei Yisrael. V'chol elu ha'dvorim imis. Okay, now that's it. Stop. So what does Ram say? What's the reason why you need a minion for tefillah tatzibur? For Kedusha, Kriyat HaTorah, Haftorah, Porsin al Hashma, Kaddish. What's according to what seems to be the reason for all these things? Because call Dvar Kedusha Lo Yehei Ela B'Soch Ha'idim Yisrael. It sounds like because these are all called Dvar Mishav Kedusha. Okay. So this is not. It's not what we saw. It's not what's mashing the goon. And what did he say by Zimun? Oh, that's a good question. He doesn't talk about Zimun. It's not in that list over there. I have to look up Zimun. I didn't look it up. All right. So it's not clear. It's certainly not what some of the other Rishonim say. Right.
Mm-hmm.
According to the other Rishonim, say the reason is because of kedusha or something like that, or you think it's because you think it needs that it's only made b'tzibur. So this whole idea of defining what a Dovah Shebe Kedusha is and what it includes is not clear. And we talked a little bit about, when you guys were learning, so we talked about duchening. In general, we say that a person's not supposed to do the Birchas Kohanim as he's not a Kohen, right? Because Kos of Orchus, V'yisroel Molehem, this is the Vatel Yaseh. It's only the Kohanim allowed to do it. The Zohar's not allowed to duchen. So the question is, since duchening needs asara, because it's davar shebe kedusha, so is even a kohen allowed to give a private bracha? For instance, like Friday night, many people give their children a bracha of yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So that is birchas kohenim. So the question is, are you violating the Easter? So someone mentioned, said, but a kohen should be able to do it. But maybe a kohen can't do it either. All right. So there are aces. I mean, there are many aces how you do it. I mean, you don't do the kafayim. That's one way to do it. You don't, what I do it is I.
You don't have 10 people.
Yeah, but I don't do duchening. Huh? You mean so you say? So you say it's nothing. You don't have 10 people.
Right,
it's nothing.
Right.
So even a yuck, even a non-Kohen can do it. Good point. Interesting. Okay, anyway, we'll stop over here.
You only can have Dovah Kedusha with 10.
Yeah. Interesting. So it's not the kafayim.